start recording. Right here with Coach from Georgia Tech Volleyball. A disappointing weekend, had some tough road losses, including at Virginia. What can you kind of take from those contests into your Final Four matches?
Yeah, I think the last two matches, the Clemson match and the Virginia match, was just a match that we really, we performed below our standards and what we have done all season. I think just taking care of the ball, the passing, the serving, we weren't able to execute at the levels that we have been executing at. So I think we ran into a little bit of problems there. But I think what we learned from is that we got to find a way to keep that consistent. You know, that was what has been winning us matches the whole time, and we got to make sure that we continue to work hard on those parts and really don't check out of that side of the game, early.
Is it more difficult to take the losses when you don't execute on your end as opposed to just losing to maybe a better team that night?
For sure, yeah. And I mean, both teams that we played were the better team, but I think that we definitely didn't play to our potential. So I think that once you're playing to your potential and you lose, and then you know, that feels a little bit better, but you know that you could have done more, you could have done better. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it's disappointing, but I think that this team has been pretty good about staying resilient and just kind of keeping the focus on our long-term vision and what it is that we want to do with this program. And so they're focusing, they're able to rebound and focus on the next things that we need to continue to finish out the season the way we want to finish out.
Do you change anything up with your practices or maybe your lineups or anything at this time of year? Or do you kind of just, you're at towards the end of your regular season, or do you just kind of stay with what you've been doing and just try to improve on that?
We definitely, during those matches, we tried to find solutions. So we went to 6-2, we changed in a couple players. We always just try to find some momentum and see what kind of combination gets us going. But once we get back to practice, it's mainly, I think at this point in the season, it's just staying more mentally involved in the training than anything else. So it's just, everything that we do now, it matters for next year, it matters for 10 years from now with the kind of culture that we're building and where we want to take this program. So they really have to see the value in that and see it day to day, what are some of the things that we're building and that we're getting better on everything, not just the wins and losses. And I think that they're pretty good about understanding that. We consistently have checkpoints and times where we sit down and we say, hey, we're still building this culture, we're still kind of getting back to where we feel that Georgia Tech needs to be, and so everything that you do now, it's going to matter in the long run, and so just stay accountable for what you're doing and keep doing the great job that you're doing. So it's mainly, I think, it's mainly the mental side of it, just kind of keeping everybody motivated, fresh, and just kind of ready to finish out the season as strong as we can.
You bring back the majority of your roster, you look at your setup. You do lose one senior, Wimberly Wilson, and you had her senior night last week. Discuss her being the lone senior among a group of underclassmen, how she's kind of helped them out.
Yeah, I mean, Wimberly has been great since she's been here. She's very committed to what she's doing. She's very consistent with what she brings to practice, to games, academically. I mean, she has been a great representation of this program. She was voted captain by her teammates unanimously, so they have lots of respect for her. We definitely are going to miss her a lot. I think that she has put in a lot of work for Georgia Tech volleyball to be better, and I think we're better for it. We just wish her the best of luck, but she'll be hard to replace.
Right, and you do have two matches coming up at Notre Dame and at Louisville. Louisville's first in the conference, Notre Dame is below you in the standings. Just discuss these two matches, and besides getting the wins, obviously, what does the team have to do well to meet those standards and things that you talked about earlier?
Yeah, I think right now, like our main focus is our team and how can we sustain the level of volleyball that we have played most of this season. And so we know that we're playing two very good opponents. We're playing at their home court. Everybody's got that same feeling of finishing out the season on a good note, as high note as they can. So everything's building momentum for the spring and the summer and the next season. And so it's going to be a battle. I mean, it hasn't been easy any match in the ACC and any match that we actually played this whole year. So we're going to have to show up, and we're going to have to, find what got us here. So.